And this is what one of Matthew Weaver's reports from the G20 protests sounded like. Without audio boo, he would simply have written his piece up after witnessing the action, and any sound from the demonstration would perhaps have made the radio or television news later in the day. As it were, this piece of journalism was published on the Guardian website soon after it was recorded, giving the story an extra and immediate dimension. While large news organisations like the BBC are treading carefully in the new waters of microblogging, the people behind the technology, as well as the users, are moving things forward fast. Mark Rock is the brains behind Audioboo. Microblogging is a very young technology. Twitter's only been around for a couple of years. Audioboo, only a couple of months. Some say journalism, a centuries-old craft, won't have to change all that fast to accommodate such changes. But as with everything else, it will be the audience, the readers, viewers and listeners, who decide where news comes from and how fast. When people can make their own news and publish it globally in an instance, like the first tweet from the Hudson plane crash, news organisations are forced to follow suit. Lars Bevanger, Deutsche Welle Radio, London.